Spring training is underway in warmer climes, but in Chicago, there was a little matter left over from last season to take care of.
We take you now to Harry Carey's restaurant.
Destruction of the foul ball that Chicago fan Stephen Bartman swiped from left fielder Moises Alou last October, sending the Cubs into a tailspin, keeping them out of the World Series for the umpteenth year. This week, MSNBC broadcast that event live from Harry Carey's restaurant in Chicago. Our Ron Rappaport joins us from our bureau in Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Was it as good for you as it was for me? Was this cathartic to see that ball go up?
You know, Scott, I was really hoping that they'd grind it up into powder so Dutchy Carey could sprinkle it on the lasagna.
It certainly would improve the vitamin content.
Are we a bunch of rubes here in this town or what? It is so embarrassing in a way. They gave the ball a massage, a last supper. The governor refused a last-minute request for a pardon.
Oh, my gosh.
They brought in the guy to blow it up who won an Oscar for special effects for Jurassic Park. He blew it up with a stick of dynamite.
Let me ask you about spring training, because there's a different temper this year because of the question of steroids. I guess four men charged with distributing the drugs to dozens of professional athletes. Names of well-known names could emerge of people who've been using steroids in the major leagues.
Well, this is an extremely different feel for spring training. You know, Scott, a lot of people, sports writers in particular, will tell you that spring training is their favorite time of the year because it's such a period of optimism, just when you need it most, you know, when winter has really got its hooks into you. This year, it is totally different. Barry Bonds shows up at the Giants training camp, and all they ask him about is drugs. Sammy Sosa, Gary Sheffield, same thing. Jason Giambi shows up with the Yankees looking thinner. That's supposed to be a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's a federal case. Everybody wants to know, did he stop taking steroids? Is that why he got thinner? Here's what has everybody so nervous, Scott.
Yeah.
The baseball players agreed to steroid testing starting last year with the strict understanding that the results would never be released on an individual basis. It was just a question of percentages. Now there's a grand jury in San Francisco looking into an accused steroid distributor, and it is subpoenaing these records and threatening to release them on an individual basis. I don't suppose I have to tell you what it would do to Bud Selig's nervous system if Sammy Sosa or Barry Bonds or Jason Giambi or any of the rest of them,
yeah,
or anybody really, had tested positive. So this is the kind of fear and loathing in this normally sweetness and light time of the year for baseball.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, Ron Rappaport, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.